with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed overnight during anti-government protests. President Hassan Rouhani promised that security forces would respond to rioters and lawmakers. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests began last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. State TV said some armed protesters tried to take control of some police stations and military bases, but they met strong resistance from security forces. Rouhani said the government will show no tolerance for those who damage public properties, violate public order, and create unrest in the society. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the protesters.
This regime tries desperately to sow hate between us, but they won't succeed. And when this regime finally falls, and one day it will, Iranians and Israelis will be great friends once again. I wish the Iranian people success in their noble quest for freedom.
The demonstrations began last Thursday in Mashhad, Iran's second largest city, and then quickly spread to other parts of the country. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of the year, he wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help. No more." This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he'll destroy terrorists whom he says are fighting to separate his country or using it as a hiding place for armed attacks on neighboring states. Biya, in a message, reiterated he was open for dialogue with the disgruntled English-speaking minority in the bilingual country, but that his military would deal with armed separatists fighting for the independence of the English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin-Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Many Cameroonians had expected Biya to be lenient towards armed insurgents and invite them to the negotiation table. Biya said he requested the government engage in constructive dialogue with English speakers to seek solutions to their demands, but he added that he will destroy all those who have taken arms against the state, which he reiterated will remain one and indivisible. He, however,